I do want to start with the cabinet picks and the confirmation process. I know this is not in the purview of the House per se, but curious what you make of the process and those who have been confirmed thus far.
Well, I think the president has done a fantastic job of picking people for the cabinet. I'm very pleased with what he's done. What I'm not pleased about is the Senate, the Democrats in the Senate, dragging their feet on every single one and making them go through these ridiculous 30-hour wait periods to be confirmed. It's just crazy. And you've seen what's happened. I mean, Sean Duffy got sworn in, and a couple of hours later there was that plane crash in D.C., and he had to go on air and talk about what was happening and be brought up to date immediately. But he did a fantastic job, and I'm very proud of him. I served with him. I served with Tulsi. I served with Kristi Noem. They're all fantastic people, and they're doing a fantastic job.
Switching gears on you, if I could, there have been a number of executive orders issued by President Trump thus far. Of all the executive orders we've seen the president issue, which one or which two or three or ever how many do you feel are the most significant so far?
Oh, my goodness. There are so many of them, it's hard to keep up with them. But if we look at the executive orders, we see that the president has thought very carefully about the kinds of things that need to be done right away. And I'm, again, very pleased with the things that he's doing. Now, that said, some of the things that he wants to do, like get rid of the Department of Education at the federal level, which I would like very much to do, we have to go through the legislative process, and that's important. The president can start the ball rolling. He can start by stating again and doing what he can in executive orders to fulfill his promises to people. But we have to go through the legislative process in many of these things to actually get them done. We don't want, I hope we're going to have Republicans as president for a long time, but we may have a situation where it happened with Biden. The first day Biden came in, he undid many of the things that President Trump had done. Now President Trump's undoing things he did, but we can't have that constant back and forth. You put things in legislation and they're a lot more difficult to undo.
You mentioned eliminating the Department of Education at the federal level. You've spent most of your career in higher education. Curious why you'd like to see that department eliminated at the federal level.
Well, number one, I'm a constitutionalist, and the word education is not in the Constitution as a responsibility of the federal government. And we have the 10th Amendment on top of that. 10th Amendment says if we didn't put it in the Constitution for the federal government to do, then it's left to the states and the individuals. So education is not something we should be doing. And it has added to our huge debt issue. Right now, we have outstanding about $1.7 trillion in student loan debt, and much of that's not going to be paid back. That's owed to the American people. And if we were not in education, if we were not in healthcare is not mentioned in the Constitution either. We ought not to be in Medicare and Medicaid. We really just shouldn't be in those places, because they're not mentioned in the Constitution for us to do. And we should devolve those things back to the states. The states can make the decisions that need to be made in these areas. Now, in education, I'm a huge proponent of education. I grew up poor in houses with no electricity, no running water. And I understood fairly early in life that working hard and getting a good education doesn't mean getting a bachelor's degree, just a good education that would help me get good jobs, then I could be successful. This is the greatest country in the world. And both my husband and I grew up that way, but we've both been able to have a modicum of success. We're not wealthy people, but we have some success. And that's what we need to do. And that doesn't have to be done at the federal level. We have people who want to do things at the federal level, and we waste money. We're not efficient. It's usually a one-size-fits-all solution that isn't right. So we need to get the federal government out of education altogether. Leave it to the states and the localities. It works so much better.
Visiting with 5th District Congresswoman Dr. Virginia Fox. Dr. Fox, given the slim majority for Republicans in the House in this 119th Congress, could we see more bipartisanship on Capitol Hill than we did in the previous Congress?
Well, I don't know. I hope that the Democrats have seen the handwriting on the wall, and that is that the American people do not want what they are selling, and that they want what the Republicans have advocated for. And so I hope there will be some. I have a bill I'm about to introduce that has bipartisan support, and other Republicans are introducing bills. Democrats are introducing bills. So we should get together to pass legislation. But I'm afraid on the Democrat side, you have the most radical Democrats ever in the history of this country, and it's very difficult for them to change. Look, they're advocating the wrong policies, and the American people rejected those.
I would like to ask about some of the big ticket items that you think this Congress needs to address in the short term and the next couple of months. We know about the debt ceiling and keeping the federal government open. What are some of the things you'd like to see addressed?
Well, we obviously have to do something about the debt that we have, as you mentioned. We need to do something about that. I'm not crazy about raising the debt ceiling. What I want to do is cut spending. I think what the folks with DOGE are doing is they're exposing huge wasteful spending, huge amounts of wasteful spending, and I think we need to codify much of what they're doing. They're able to use analytics in a way Congress has never been able to do. Under the Biden administration, we couldn't get into the administrative state and see what was going on and track this money. We do oversight, but you have to rely on what you're told by the executive branch, and the executive branch was not telling us the truth. Now we are getting at the truth, and that's going to make a huge difference in what we're able to do.
As I let you go, Dr. Fox, we've heard a lot about Western North Carolina. Continue to think about our friends out there from the impacts of Hurricane Helene. Is there anything that Congress can do to still help those people that are still feeling the effects of Hurricane Helene?
Well, there, yes, we can, again, change the way FEMA operates. FEMA wastes so much money, and if some of that money could be redirected to the people in Western North Carolina, and thank you for bringing that up again. This is going to be a long process. I lost my own driveway. My husband was stranded for 12 days and not able to get out because of that. No electricity, no running water. And there are thousands of people still without driveways, without roads and bridges. And we need to keep working on it. It's going to take a long time. I applaud the legislature for what it's done, but we've got to get our act together at the federal level to make sure that money is going where it's supposed to be going, and that is to help the individuals and not to be wasted by FEMA bureaucrats. I'm very much on top of that. I'm working with Secretary Noem on it, and I'm going to be working with at least two subcommittees in two different committees here to make sure that we're reforming FEMA. That's the biggest thing we have to do.
North Carolina 5th District Congresswoman Dr. Virginia Fox. Dr. Fox, always appreciate your time and your candor, and I hope we can visit again very soon.
I look forward to it, Chris. Thank you.
Thank you so much.